In Donegal, we see spread of vacancy that is higher than anybody would want to see, to be honest. And as you said, Bundoran is still coming in as the lowest, which is Bundoran has a marked difference in the profile of businesses that are in the town compared to all the other towns, and that most of the towns we survey in Donegal, which would be Ballybuffet, Buncrana, Bundoran, Donegal and Letterkenny, they all have high levels of services, which is over 50%, where the national average is kind of, in and around 48, 49%, and they're all over that. But what's very striking is that Bundoran has 75.5% of its businesses are in the service sector, and only 14% are in the retail and wholesale sector, whereas most of their towns in Donegal are in 25+ percentage. So, you know, I'm not saying that's going to work for everybody and it's going to work at all times, but there certainly may be a message in there. When we look across the country, we see that the town with the lowest level of vacancies, Carrigaline in County Cork, it's 5.1, and then Greystones in County Wicklow at 7.3. To put the county figures in a bit of context, what we see here is that, as you said, Donegal is the highest at 20.7%, and County Meath is the lowest at 9.9%. In fact, County Meath is the only county below 10%, so just barely below, but nevertheless below. So there's over a 10% spread between the highest and the lowest, and certainly there's room there to figure out how to make improvements.
In recent months, there has been a major emphasis on various derelict property grants in Donegal. The council here has one of the highest uptakes in the country of derelict property grants, and it's been focused on residential an awful lot up to now, but there is more of a focus now in relation to urban renewal and commercial vacancy and commercial dereliction. Would you expect to see these figures come down in the coming years as a result of that new focus on derelict property grants?
Yeah, I think what we can say is that the support that was given to people in the residential side has definitely had a very positive impact, and we can see a steady decline in the number of residential derelict buildings throughout the country, across the whole country. It's continually falling, so that has definitely, that incentive has worked. I think that given that experience, you would have to expect a similar, you don't know the rate at which it's going to fall, but I would expect it to fall based on that experience, that it would have an impact and it would fall. I suppose also there's the opportunity here to convert commercial properties into residential usage, and that would also help decrease the commercial vacancy rate.